How are you this morning?
Just fine. How are you, Tony?
Well, I know I'm going to talk to a guest a lot when I put him in my cell phone, so welcome to my world.
I'm in a number of cell phones.
Let's talk about the latest news. I know that you released yesterday how much gasoline was lost. Talk about that.
Yeah, what we found is, and it's not by, it's by measuring in the ground. We do these geo probes into the ground. We determine what the saturation level, the size of the area that it's in, and we come up with an estimate, and we came up with an estimate of about 126,000 gallons that we believe has leaked from that tank. Of about 6,000 gallons we have recovered so far, and the plan is to recover the rest of it as soon as we possibly can.
The leak that was in the tank, how big was that? And from what I understand, it was a pipe that was near the tank, and it was the gasket?
Yeah, it's a gasket on a pipe that leads into the tank. It's an intake pipe that goes into. So it's a, you know, the gasket or the tank or the valve itself is probably 3 feet high. It's rather large, as you could imagine, for to fill up a tank that holds 180,000 barrels. This is a leak was approximately 3,000 barrels or 126,000 gallons. Of gasoline. So we don't know how long it's been leaking. It could have been, you know, started out as a trickle. You know, who knows? Could have been a year ago. We just don't know how long it's been leaking at this point in time. The initial gas that came out into the drain where the farmer discovered it was very old gas, smelled really bad. They weren't even sure it was gas. Thought initially maybe it was some type of oil. It was so thick. So yeah, we don't still know how long it's been in the ground and how long it's been leaking, but that is our estimate of how much we think is in the ground. And now that we've contained it, it's the focus now is to get it up out of the ground the best we possibly can.
Well, you've recuperated or you've recovered 6,000 gallons. You still have 120,000 to go. Where is that gasoline? Is it at the top of the surface? Is it in the middle? Is it in wells? Where is it?
It's not in anyone's wells. We've been working with the Ingham County Health Department, and they've been testing wells on a daily basis. And at this point in time, none of the wells in the local are contaminated. It's about somewhere between 15 and 7 feet, most of it, between 15 and 17 feet in under the ground. It's under a slight layer of clay in a sandy area, which is above another area of clay. One of the reasons they believe that normally if you get a leak like this over a period of time, it rises to the top and you notice it on the ground. But those grounds were covered over and over again. Nothing indication that it rose to the top. And we believe it's because it got into this little sandy bar between two levels of clay and it traveled in that area that it didn't rise to the top.
So the gasoline is collected in sand and dirt, if you will, and that has to be extracted?
Correct.
Who does that?
There are experts that come in. I think there's more than 60 people already on site. Many of them are Marathon employees who are internal. A lot of them are vendors who do this kind of things. But that they've done is they've drilled initially six wells and that are maybe 3 or 4 inches wide. And they're doing another six. We should have at least 12 wells. And these wells capture the gasoline as it comes down, and then they just vacuum it up out of these wells. They also have a trench there that they've also done. The whole idea was initially is, again, to fight the container so it doesn't get into the environment beyond the area. So they dealt a trench in these wells before it gets to the county drain, and then they capture it out of there. So initially it was to contain it. Now they have a good handle on where it's at and how much it is. Now it's going to be extracting it any way they possibly can.
So the gasoline was a blended grade, which meant that it was not ready to be used as fuel.
Correct. The additives are put in at the actual at the truck and at the pumping station. So there's no additives in this. It's a pure blended grade of gasoline, which is not as harmful to the environment as if you added additives into it.
And you don't know yet how long it's going to take to clean up.
No, the process right now is to they are working together with, and you work with the regulatory agencies very closely on this. They oversee this, so you work with, in this case, Department of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality and the EPA, and you work up a plan an extraction plan, and you fine-tune it with them, and once they agree that this is the correct plan, you go ahead and implement that. So we are in the process of finalizing that plan. You know, hopefully, you know, if not late today, you know, it's being done right now.
Tom, where most of this gasoline is in these sandbar areas, is that on private property? Is it near someone's home? Is it farmland? Where is it?
It's, you know, portion of it is on the Wolverine Tank Farm property, which is the area that surrounds the tank, and then part of it is on a farmer's the back part of a hay field of a farmer's lot located there in White Oak Township.
So I would imagine if he's not able to grow hay, Marathon will take care of him.
Absolutely. They've already, you know, we're trying to work arrangements here to make sure that he has a fresh load of hay for this year. We understand that he grew some of that as a cash crop, and they will try everything as possible to make him whole or better.
And if folks need water, you can take care of that for them.
Correct. If you call Marathon, there's a phone number in the paper today at the Lansing State Journal. If you call them, we can take them with water. If you're in the immediate area and you have concern about your wells, even though Ingham County Department of Public Health has identified anybody in the area that could be possibly affected. And again, this is, you know, say 15 feet at the deepest we found it. Most people's wells out there are 150 to 200 feet below a rock bed. So those wells should be safe if we can get this up out of the ground here.
All right. As Tom just mentioned, residents who live near the gasoline pipeline in White Oak Township, which is near Stockbridge, they can request free well testing and bottled water from the Marathon Pipeline LLC. All you have to do is call 734-676-7775. That's 734-676-7775.